You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Trophies by Marlon's Dreaming from their brand new album Hasten, which just got released on Friday. And we have got Oscar Johns, bassist of Marlon's Dreaming, on the line. Kia ora, Oscar, how are you?
Good morning, how's it going?
Good, how are you going?
Yeah, really, really good this morning, thank you.
You must be feeling very stoked to have the record out in the world now. How's the vibe in the band at the moment?
The vibe in the band's actually really, really good at the moment. Releasing has sort of sparked us to do a lot more writing, which has been quite fun, and we're just sort of prepping to do some shows, hopefully, and it's been really good, actually, releasing.
That's awesome. It's very impressive to immediately release a record and then get straight back into working on new music. You guys are a very prolific band. You are hardworking and you play a lot of gigs. It must be quite an interesting time to take stock of what you have worked on over a period of time, though, when you do have an album put out in the world. How do you sort of feel like you would describe Hasten as a period for yourselves as a group and also as a body of work?
I guess Hasten is quite a... it was actually written and recorded over quite a long time. We had a member change and... lots of things have happened, and we've all sort of developed quite a bit. So it's just been quite a long time. It's been quite hard to really analyse Hasten as sort of one thing, because some of the songs were recorded in January 2019, and most were recorded last year. And yeah, it's just been a lot has happened, even though we haven't really been able to do a whole lot.
Yeah, there's a very very different context for making music in 2019 as to 2020, and then again to be releasing it in 2021. Quite a lot of stuff has been crammed into the last 18 months. Yeah. You guys have been riding those waves as a group, but I think it comes out really... like there's a lovely introspective sort of side to this album, which is maybe a new sound for Marlon's Dreaming. Would you say that's a fair thing? Do you think it's moved into a new writing space for you guys as a group?
Definitely. I think our previous album, Quotidian, had quite a bit of sort of introspection in it as well, but this definitely takes it a step further. And yeah.
It'll be... You go, Oscar, you go.
Yeah, I think being back in Dunedin and all being together for such a long time has sort of made it like, yeah, quite introspective and sort of observant as well, just sort of looking at your surroundings and taking stock definitely has played a big part in writing and recording this album.
Because you guys are a band that started in Dunedin and then, as you say, sort of spread around the country for a little bit. It must be interesting to then return to that place where you first started working together as a group and see it with a different set of eyes. Do you think that the old classic, you know, Dunedin shapes the sound of the music that comes out of there is true at all? Or is there any truth to it for you guys as a group?
I think the place you're at definitely... definitely comes through in the music, especially for us. I mean, I actually was one of the members who stayed in Dunedin through the whole time, so Dunedin's a big part of who we are in a lot of ways, but I think at the same time, no matter where you are, music's going to be made and things will come into it just from your surroundings, yeah.
And how was the process of actually recording this? Because it looks like you sort of split your time between Dunedin and Pōneke as well. What was that like?
So we recorded four songs in Wellington in January 2019 when we had a couple of days off on a long summer tour. And then we sort of sat on those for a while and then got Tom Bauer Chicks to mix them just before we went in to record the other ones. Those ones have been quite a long process in the making. And then we also sort of used a lot of different spaces to get different vocal takes around Dunedin as well. So it has been quite cool to have an album with songs recorded in different places and with different styles, and it actually turned out somewhat cohesive.
Do you reckon you can hear when you as someone who's, you know, worked on this record, do you reckon you can hear the difference that those spaces have made on the tracks, or is it something that you feel like the through line has maybe taken over from that now?
I definitely can, just from, yeah, working on it myself. And there's things like the track Earth Dirt, the vocals were done in this big old ballroom hall in Dunedin that's now been turned into a climbing gym. And that place had an amazing like reverb and sound, and I think that really comes through on that track, and the quiet vocals that sound really close, but then they got massive sort of reverb and sound very delicate. And yeah,
it is quite a delicate record. There's a lot of very like beautiful and quiet moments on it, which I think I was kind of almost surprised by, because I associate you guys with being such a like a fun, ruckus live band to go and see, that it's really nice to have this kind of element to your musical sound, which has always been there but maybe is a little bit more to the forefront in this record. Are you looking forward to taking this one out when we can eventually, and we will get back to gigging? What are you going to be sort of focusing on with how you deliver this in a show setting, because it must be quite different?
Yeah, the shows are definitely going to be quite a bit different. We've had to spend quite a while sort of figuring out how we're going to play some of these ones live, because they did have a lot of layering and things that we have done, and yeah, they're very sort of, there's quite a bit of quiet and delicate moments which could be interesting live, but we're going to have some extra people come on board with us. I think we're going to have a backup singer come along on the shows, and yeah, we're just going to really try and service the songs and make the like quiet and delicate moments really shine, hopefully.
Nice. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it when we do get back out to gigs. Main thing is to just get vaccinated and do all the right things so we can get there. Oscar, thank you for chatting to us about the brand new Marlon's Dreaming record, Hasten, which just came out on Friday. We're going to listen to Showman now, which is on the playlist here at BFM. Thanks for speaking with us, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Yeah, have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Showman's here, spend some more time alone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.